Think about how you check the financial health of your business right now. If you're like most small business owners, freelancers, or nonprofit founders, you probably open your phone, log into your banking app, look at the checking account balance, and make a decision based on that number. If there's money there, you feel secure. If there's not, you panic. But that number is lying to you. Running a business solely off your bank balance is like driving a car by only looking at the hood. You have no idea what is coming up on the road ahead. Your bank balance does not know that you have a credit card bill due next Tuesday, or that your payroll taxes are due in 2 weeks, or that three of your vendors are waiting on invoices you have not paid yet. To get a true, clear picture of your organization's health, you need to understand the balance sheet. In the world of accounting, we often talk about two main financial statements, the profit and loss statement and the balance sheet. If the profit and loss statement is a video that shows the flow of money in and out of your business over a period of time, like a month or a whole year, then the balance sheet is a high-resolution static photograph. It is a snapshot taken at a single exact millisecond in time. Usually, this is the very last day of a month, a quarter, or a fiscal year. It tells you exactly where you stand at that exact moment. Many new business owners ignore the balance sheet completely because it looks intimidating, full of numbers that do not seem to change as fast as their bank balance. But ignoring it is a massive mistake. The balance sheet is the only document that tells you if you're actually building long-term wealth or achieving financial sustainability. It is the primary document that banks, investors, grantors, and tax authorities use to judge whether your organization is stable, liquid, and solvent. If you operate an LLC or a corporation, keeping an accurate, separate balance sheet is also a legal requirement to protect your personal assets from business liabilities. It maintains what we call the corporate veil. Without it, you're putting your personal savings and property at risk. Let us break down the mechanics behind this document. Every single balance sheet, no matter the size of the company, is built on a fundamental mathematical truth. We call it the basic accounting equation. For a for-profit business, the equation is assets equal liabilities plus equity. For a nonprofit organization, since there are no owners, we swap out the word equity for net assets. So the equation becomes assets equal liabilities plus net assets. What does this equation actually mean in plain English? Think of it this way. Every single thing your business owns or controls, which are your assets, had to be paid for in one of two ways. Either you borrowed the money from someone else, which creates a liability, or you used your own money and the accumulated profits of the business, which is your equity. There is no third option. Everything you have is funded by either debt or equity. This is why it is called a balance sheet. The two sides of the equation must always balance perfectly. If they do not, your books are broken and you have a bookkeeping error. This balance is maintained through a system called double-entry bookkeeping, where every single financial transaction has an equal and opposite reaction. For example, if you take out a $10,000 loan from a bank, your cash account, which is an asset, goes up by $10,000. At the exact same time, your loan payable account, which is a liability, also goes up by $10,000. Both sides of the equation increase by the exact same amount, so the scale stays perfectly balanced. Now let us take a closer look at the first part of that equation, assets. In simple terms, assets are the resources your business owns or controls that are expected to bring you future economic benefits. On your balance sheet, these are always listed in order of liquidity. Liquidity just means how quickly and easily you can turn that asset into cold, hard cash. We divide these assets into two main buckets, current assets and non-current assets. Current assets are short-term resources that you expect to convert to cash or use up within one single year. The most liquid asset of all, of course, is cash itself. This includes your business checking accounts, savings accounts, petty cash, and any short-term investments that you can access immediately. Next in line is accounts receivable, often shortened to A and R. This is the money that your clients or customers owe you for services you have already completed or goods you have already delivered. Even though the cash is not in your bank account yet, it represents a legal claim to cash, which makes it a highly valuable asset. Then we have inventory. This includes raw materials, work in progress, and finished goods that are sitting on your shelves waiting to be sold. Finally, we have prepaid expenses. These are payments you have made in advance for services or benefits you will receive over time. A common example is your annual business insurance premium. If you pay $1,200 in January for a full year of coverage, you do not expense all of that in January. Instead, it sits on your balance sheet as a prepaid asset, and you gradually reduce it by $100 each month as the insurance policy does its job. Spreading this expense ensures that your monthly financial statements show an accurate representation of your operations rather than a massive spike in January and zero costs for the rest of the year. But here is a warning for small business owners using software like QuickBooks. Watch out for an account called undeposited funds. This is a temporary holding account. It represents money you have received from a client, like a physical check sitting on your desk, but have not actually deposited into the bank yet. If you see this balance growing larger and larger month after month, it means your bookkeeping is messy. You are likely recording the payments but not matching them to your actual bank deposits, which artificially inflates your assets and makes your books look like they have money that does not exist. The second category of assets is non-current assets, also known as fixed assets or long-term assets. These are illiquid items that you plan to use in your business for many years. We are talking about property, plants, and equipment, which includes buildings, land, vehicles, manufacturing machinery, office furniture, and expensive computer systems. Right underneath your fixed assets on the balance sheet, you will see a strange line item called accumulated depreciation. This is what we call a contra asset account. It represents the cumulative wear and tear or aging of your equipment over time. Every year, as your delivery van or your office computers get older and lose value, we record a depreciation expense. This lowers the book value of those assets on your balance sheet without actually touching your cash. Finally, you might also have intangible assets. These are non-physical resources that still hold immense value, such as intellectual property, trademarks, patents, copyrights, and goodwill from acquiring another business. Now let us move to the other side of the equation and look at liabilities. Liabilities are the financial obligations or debts your business owes to outside parties, like vendors, lenders, employees, or the government. Just like assets, liabilities are categorized based on when they are due. Current liabilities are obligations you must pay off within 1 year. The most common one is accounts payable, or A&P. This is the money you owe to your suppliers, vendors, or contractors for goods or services you purchased on credit. If a vendor gives you 30 days to pay a bill, that bill sits in accounts payable until you write the check. Then you have your credit card debt, which is the outstanding balance on your business cards at the end of the reporting period. Payroll liabilities are another big one. This represents wages earned by your employees that have not been paid out yet, along with payroll taxes that you withheld from their paychecks but have not yet sent to the government. Similarly, sales tax payable is the sales tax you collected from your customers that you are holding temporarily before passing it along to your state tax authority. This money was never yours. You're just acting as a middleman for the government, which is why it is listed as a liability. There is also a very misunderstood liability called deferred revenue, sometimes called deferred income or job deposits. This happens when a client pays you upfront for work you have not done yet. Let us say a client pays you a $5,000 deposit to renovate their office next month. You cannot count that $5,000 as revenue yet because you have not earned it. Instead, it goes onto your balance sheet as deferred revenue, a liability. You owe that client $5,000 worth of work or a refund if you cannot complete the job. Once the work is done, you move that money from the liability section of the balance sheet to the revenue section of your profit and loss statement. Long-term liabilities, on the other hand, are debts that are due beyond 1 year. This includes major business loans, equipment financing, small business administration loans, or mortgages on commercial real estate. These are obligations you will be paying off over several years. That brings us to the third piece of our puzzle, equity or net assets for nonprofits. For a for-profit business, owners' equity represents the net worth of the business. It is what would be left over for the owners if you sold off every single asset and paid off every single debt in full. Think of it as your business's financial health score. Owners' equity is made up of three main components. First is owner's capital, which is the money you have personally invested into the business out of your own pocket. Second is retained earnings. This is the accumulated profit or loss of the business since its very first day of operation, minus any money paid out to the owners. If your business is profitable, and you keep that money in the company to help it grow, your retained earnings go up, making your business stronger. The third component is owner's draws or distributions. This is the money you take out of the business for your personal use. Here's a massive trap that trips up countless entrepreneurs. Owner's draws are not business expenses. They do not show up on your profit and loss statement. They live entirely in the equity section of your balance sheet. If you regularly pull cash out of your business to pay for personal expenses without keeping track of it, you're draining your business's equity. If your equity falls into negative territory, it sends a massive red flag to banks and investors. It tells them that the owner is hollowing out the business, making it nearly impossible to get a loan or secure outside funding. For nonprofit organizations, this section looks a little different. Because there are no owners, you do not have owner's equity. Instead, you have net assets, which represent the wealth dedicated purely to your organization's mission. But nonprofits have a unique challenge here, donor restrictions. We divide nonprofit net assets into two categories. The first is net assets without donor restrictions. This is your flexible operating pool. You can use these funds for any operational cost, program, or administrative overhead. Even if your board sets aside some of this money for a rainy day fund, it is still considered unrestricted because the board has the legal authority to change its mind and redirect those funds. The second category is net assets with donor restrictions. This is strings-attached money. A donor might give you $50,000, but specify that it can only be used to build a new playground, or that it cannot be spent until next year. This is a legal commitment. Mixing these restricted funds with your general operating cash, or using donor-restricted money to cover daily payroll when cash is tight, is a major breach of trust. It can lead to lawsuits, destroy your reputation, and even cause the Internal Revenue Service to strip away your tax-exempt status. Keeping these two pools of money strictly separated on your balance sheet is absolutely necessary. Now that we know what makes up a balance sheet, how do we actually use it to make smart business decisions? You do not have to be a corporate financial officer to analyze your balance sheet. You just need to know how to calculate three simple metrics that reveal the true health of your operations. The first metric is working capital. You calculate this by taking your current assets and subtracting your current liabilities. This tells you if you have enough of a safety cushion to cover your short-term debts over the next 12 months. If your working capital is positive, you are in good shape. For example, if you have $50,000 in current assets and $30,000 in current liabilities, you have $20,000 of positive working capital. You can comfortably pay your immediate bills. But if that number is negative, it means a cash flow crunch is coming, and you need to find a way to increase your liquid cash quickly. The second metric is the current ratio. To find this, you divide your current assets by your current liabilities. It is a quick indicator of your short-term liquidity. A healthy current ratio is generally around 2.0. If we use our previous numbers, dividing $50,000 of current assets by $30,000 of current liabilities gives you a current ratio of 1.67. This means you have $1.67 of liquid assets for every $1 of short-term debt. If the ratio falls below 1.0, you do not have enough short-term assets to cover your immediate obligations, signaling financial distress. The third metric is days cash on hand. You calculate this by taking your total cash and dividing it by your average daily operating expenses. First, find your average daily operating expenses by dividing your annual expenses by 365 days. If your annual expenses are $180,000, your daily expense is roughly $500. If you have $45,000 of cash on your balance sheet, dividing $45,000 by 500 gives you 90. This means if your revenue dried up tomorrow, you could keep the doors open and the lights on for 90 days. For small businesses and nonprofits, aiming for 90 to 180 days of cash on hand is a standard benchmark for financial resilience. When you do not have professional support, managing a balance sheet can lead to some common bookkeeping nightmares. Let us talk about a few of these and how they happen, so you can avoid them. First is the negative cash paradox. Your balance sheet shows negative cash, but you haven't received an overdraft notice from your bank. How does this happen? Usually, a business owner or busy bookkeeper prints out $10,000 in checks to pay vendors on a Friday and records them in the software. But then, realizing they do not actually have enough cash to cover them all, They leave the physical checks sitting in a desk drawer waiting for customer payments to arrive first. The software thinks the money is gone, so it shows negative cash, while the actual bank account remains positive. This artificially reduces your liabilities and cash on paper, making your financial statements completely inaccurate. Another common issue is negative accounts receivable. On a broad level, accounts receivable should never be negative. This occurs when a customer pays you a deposit or a prepayment, but instead of recording it correctly as a liability. Under deferred revenue, the bookkeeper applies it directly to accounts receivable without an active invoice to offset it. This makes it look like your customers owe you a negative amount of money, which is confusing and incorrect. Then there is the tax minimization trap. Many small business owners are completely obsessed with paying $0 in income tax. To achieve this, they scramble at the end of December to buy unnecessary equipment, new laptops, or company vehicles, just so they can write them off. While this does lower their tax bill, it also completely drains their cash reserves and replaces liquid money with illiquid fixed assets. When they eventually go to a bank to get a loan or try to sell their business, the lender or buyer looks at the balance sheet and sees a cash-poor company with very little equity. They walk away. Saving a few thousand dollars on taxes can cost you hundreds of thousands of dollars in growth opportunities. Finally, we see unreconciled loan balances all the time. Many business owners record their monthly loan payments entirely as an expense on their profit and loss statement. But in reality, a portion of that payment is interest, which is an expense, and the other portion goes toward reducing the principal balance of the loan, which is a liability. If you do not break these apart, the loan balance on your balance sheet will never match your actual loan statements, and your liabilities will be completely overstated. Managing all of this on your own while trying to run your daily operations is incredibly stressful, and it is where many passionate business owners get burned. That is why we built Archimedes Ledger. At Archimedes Ledger, we take the fear out of business finance. We do not just enter data, we help you understand what the numbers actually mean. We will set up, clean up, and maintain your accounts so that your balance sheet is always accurate, current, and ready for taxes. For nonprofits, we handle the delicate tracking of donor-restricted versus unrestricted net assets, giving you absolute transparency for audits, grant reports, and Form 990 filings. For small businesses, we stop the nightmares of negative cash, undeposited funds, and sloppy loan accounts before they can start. We provide you with a clear, non-scary monthly dashboard of your true financial health so you can make decisions like a seasoned chief financial officer, instead of just guessing based on your bank app balance. If you're ready to stop worrying about your books and start focusing on your growth, visit us at Archimedes Ledger to schedule a free consultation. Let our friendly professional bookkeepers take the financial stress off your plate.